I had watched this one with Cookie beforehand, and it has some lines, but I think this is ultimately the point of this episode that are very cringy and hard to
listen.
How
do you mean?
Just, well, it's, well, there's the Hamilton line, which I think is so...
I am tired of you and Cookie.
I didn't say anything.
Thinking you're better than everyone else, I find this line cringy. You know what? I found it funny. You and your film snobbery and
it's not
phone
film snobbery.
Throwing. I enjoy when they say cringy things like you don't have to pretend to like Hamilton. Oh, I like Hamilton. Yeah, we all do, Greg. That's funny.
It is, but it's cringy. It's
no,
cringy.
It's not. I didn't cringe.
I cringed a little bit.
I don't cringe because I'm free.
Oh.
That's anyway, what I have to say about
welcome
it.
Welcome to Suck Off.
It's Suck Off time. This is What It Takes, season 3, uh-huh. Episode 6.
What It Takes. What do they call it? The Freedom Summit?
Yeah.
Future Freedom Summit.
The private Future Freedom Summit. That's
yeah, that they're all there in secret. Yeah.
Because, as we learned last episode, the president has decided he's not rerunning for president. And it's in, 6 months.
Yeah. Do we even know what he looks like? Do we ever see the president?
We've never seen
him. We don't even hear his voice.
Awesome.
I love the episode when Logan hands the phone to Carrie, and he's like, do you want to hear what the president having a
temper
mental
tantrum?
Break? Yeah, temper tantrum. And you don't even really hear it.
No. Carrie just laughs, like, nah.
So good. Was that this episode? No.
No, it
this
was
episode,
ago.
He shows her a meme on the flight.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Shiv and Roman are like, they're definitely fucking.
And then, you know what? Insight into Logan's sex life. Because I think Shiv is like, how can he even fuck anymore? And Roman is like, I heard he likes blowjobs.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
God bless him.
So weird that he knows that. And then Shiv's like, oh, yeah, is that like, you want to go give him a blowjob or something like that?
Yeah.
And then he like licks his lips and walks over, and you're just like, that is just horrible. Horrible.
You know what? We said this last episode, but I'm excited to be an old lady. I just want to find out how old people have sex. I'm really excited to
find
out.
I'm telling you, we need a Logan sex scene.
We need a Logan
so
sex scene.
So bad. Carrie is still a thing in the next season, so maybe we'll get a really... horrible scene.
Oh, God.
Maybe terrible scene. I love it when he shows Roman the meme and he's like, you've done it again, Internet.
Yeah.
Or he's like, well played, the Internet.
Yeah.
It's like, so.
That's funny.
Internet lingo.
Carrie is a woman who is many, many years Logan's junior, who works for him.
Yes.
And is fucking him. And you know what? We talk all the time about like, oh, Logan's this good guy or whatever. Like, Logan's
I never said that. What are you talking about?
I don't mean good guy, but yeah. I mean like, do we take him at face value when he says he's never like inappropriately interacted with like X, Y, and Z women? But it's like, does Carrie have much of a choice in this situation?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have chemistry. I don't want to remove agency from her, but like, obviously there is a power imbalance here that Logan does not seem to recognize. Rhea Jarrell, that was hot. Carrie, I'm going to say not as hot. Not hot.
No,
really
definitely
at all.
Not as hot at all. Rhea was definitely hot.
I was very into that.
Because those two were like, yeah, that works.
It's
equal. That's perfect.
Yeah.
But because fucking Rhea is also in that position, but Carrie is like not at all.
Right.
And this is a great actually thing to point out. Because yeah, I feel like Shiv just a few episodes ago was like kind of asking him like what all happened. Like what is going on behind closed doors, and he's like, it's fine. And now that like moving into season 4, you have to wonder what Shiv knows, what she's watching, and how she's going to use that against him. That's crazy. Okay. Anyway, they're on the way to the future summit.
Also, best episode. Like, this is an all-timer for me.
All right.
Nope.
No,
come on.
It's not a bad episode.
Come on with it.
It's a. Come on, Nin.
Come on.
Say it. It's fine. It's a good episode. Yeah.
You are lying. You are lying through your little teeth.
He has a brutal line to, because Shiv is talking basically in the car on the way there. That's like, yeah, I saved the fucking company, blah blah blah. And he's like, Carrie, give Shiv a fucking medal.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like laughing about it. I'm like, wake up, man. Listen to look at what you're in right now.
Shiv even said in the car, hey, I wanted to check in with you because the last time we spoke, you humiliated me at the shareholder meeting.
Right.
He says, I was unwell. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Great time to be unwell, props.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thrilling. And no apology, no any of that. Just like, I was unwell.
Yeah. They show up. Connor is a hot shot. he's got the biggest con head in Indiana or something there.
Dusty Pete or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Or, oh, yeah. What is it called?
It's not Dusty Pete. Panhandle Pete.
Dusty Pete.
He's Dusty Pete.
Him and then Maxim Pierce. Mm. Who did that? Did he come up earlier? That name rings a bell, unless I'm thinking of someone else.
I have no idea.
Maxim Pierce. They're both just like.
Oh, was he a cousin of like the Pierces? Like, he. Is that who Connor talked to in Turnhaven?
I didn't even process that it's also Pierce. Yeah. I don't think. Yes, it is.
It is? That's who you talked to in Turnhaven? Because it was like, you know, we get at each other through like our, you know, whatever of ideas.
Yeah.
Rolodex of ideas, whatever fucking thing.
Right.
So I think it's still him. Yeah. I think it's him.
Point is, Connor looks good at this. I mean, compared to the other, I like that we get to know the other candidates here, mm-hmm. and it just fucking blows. It's so bad. It's so funny.
Roman has a really good line, like, as they're entering, it's Roman, Tom, and Shiv, and he says to Shiv, like, hey, like, libwad, are you excited to spelunk into the elephant's asshole?
That's such a good line. That's so such a good. Great line.
Just the way with words that all of them have on the show.
Right. They're eyeing Boyer, who
looks, is the vice president at the time.
Right, who is perfectly casted because not that it's the fictional Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's Democrat, mm-hmm. but he looks exactly like Joe Biden, this
right.
actor.
He's
looks,
just licking his lips. He's,
yeah, the lick-lipping.
Lick-lipping.
I said it and I was like, damn, I can't believe I said that without stuttering.
Somebody yesterday ordered a Makers on the Marks yesterday.
That's a great drink. So yeah, they like him, but he's licking his lips. They're not like thrilled about him, but they're like, he's the safe one.
And almost immediately, everybody at the convention, doesn't matter if they really have vested interest in Boyer or not,
yeah.
just starts like talking shit on him.
Right, right.
Like, kind of nobody wants yeah. him to be the next president.
Right. Yeah, so, that's interesting.
He's perfectly cast. Jared Mankin. Jared, by the way, with a Y.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I watch with subtitles.
Me too.
Jared Mankin.
The Mankin spelling is also insane. It's like the CK is like, why is that there?
It's so like young.
Yeah. That was what I was talking about when I said this was just a cringy episode, is like most of his lines are just like unwatched. I hate this man.
You are.
Get out of here.
Different than me.
Oh my God. I know there's like an appeal to that, but it is not. It's the way that you said you don't like cringe comedy.
Sure.
But this is like the kind of cringe comedy that I hate. It's not even comedy. I'm just like, I can't even.
This I eat with a spoon. Now, what do you find cringy about it? Like, do you find it cringy like the Succession writers are bad at writing a fascist or like.
No, they're amazing at it. They like nail this character, but he's like. I don't know if it's his like face or the way he talks, the whole like situation between him and Shiv where he's like, read Plato, please.
Uh-huh.
And that whole conversation between the three, I was just like, I can't be in the room right now. This is so bad. And I'm so glad it was like such a great scene because Shiv just like gets in the middle of it and is like, this is so boring and mm-hmm. you guys need to shut the fuck up. And
very that.
The only good thing that Mankin does in this episode that I'm like on board with is
flirt with Roman.
Oh, well, that is extremely hot. You're right. We can't get away from that. But when he starts talking shit about like ATN and fucking Logan being irrelevant, like right in front of him.
Yeah.
That's
and then
a
Logan
great
starts
moment.
Smiling.
Yeah. Because it's like, well, they end up kind of like going with him in the end.
Yeah. Because here's the thing.
Please.
So the point of the episode that they lay out very early on is we are here to pick the next president.
Right.
Logan says it needs to be somebody who pops. Like, I don't care about
he
his
pops.
Policy. I don't care about this. I care, like, if he's friendly about the DOJ and us.
Yep.
And I care about if he pops.
Yep.
Because, like, ultimately, one who pops would be good for the network. You know, like, you're getting more views. You're getting more clicks. Whatever.
Yeah.
You need someone who's going to, like, stop this whole DOJ thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Just, like, I think Logan just also wants, like, a candidate that he believes in. Not believes
yeah.
in. But, you know, like, can get behind.
Right.
And so Boyer doesn't pop. Boyer is, like, yeah, maybe I'll be friendly DOJ, like, I'll do the monkey dance that you want me to do,
yeah.
but he's just, like, not, he's not a bull, he's not a killer.
Exactly.
And so, Salgado, who's kind of, like, the, I don't even know what one-to-one
connection. He's just a wet blanket, kind of.
Yeah, wet blanket, like, he's the only person of color who's running in the Republican
yeah.
Party, and Shiv, like, wants to back him, because he wants to put Logan in jail.
Right, well, he like, uses Shiv pretty fast.
Yeah.
Which, it's those moments where I'm like, come on, Shiv, you could see right through this guy. He's like, I'll make you this new CEO if you mm-hmm. back me. And you're like, that's the weakest thing I've ever heard.
So then him and then Connor, who's Connor, and then Mankin are basically the four front runners at this little convention.
I'm not surprised Connor gets so far because of the four. It's like he's one of the ones that does pop. Like, I mean, he's not a great option, clearly, but like Connor has more personality than the other two guys, you know?
So the thing with Mankin... And, oh, God, he nails it so quick. So Roman's having a drink at the bar because Roman does not care about politics. He doesn't really care about the mission that they're all on.
No.
You know? But then Mankin approaches him and is like, everyone here wants to kill me or fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman says, I'm not very interested in politics, which is, like, already, like, a little flirty from the start.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, have this conversation. Their initial conversation is that Roman acknowledges pretty quickly that he's, like, a fascist. And he's like, oh, yeah, when you're president, like, what are you going to do, send people to internment camps? And then they're, like, joking about the internment camps.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they're just each on each other's level of dark humor. But for Mankin, it's like, is it humor?
And Roman's like, just two cool guys having some disgusting fun.
Yeah! And I'm like... And, like, he gets that same face that he got with Jerry in the hotel room.
Yeah, yep.
Like, it just, like, holds on Kieran Culkin, like, that... little vein bulging out of the corner of his head.
There's also something, and I don't know how to explain it, but, like, kind of sexy.
It's 1,000% about, sexy.
Well, like, Roman is, like, looking at pictures of him on Google.
He's looking at pictures of his mother's new husband. He's looking at Peter Munyon.
That's not... Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. I thought that was the guy. That was Mankin.
No. Roman finds out that Caroline's getting remarried, so he's looking up this Peter Munyon guy.
Cutting it. Never mind.
You're cutting it?
Yeah. Don't. No, I'm going to cut it when I say, there's something extremely sexy, and then I'm going to cut back when I say cutting it. So, okay, he's looking at that, and then, okay, interesting.
So that's what
still really hot, though. Still really hot.
The thing that's, like, hot about Roman, I think, to Mankin, is that Roman doesn't care about what's going on so much that he's looking at pictures of just some guy that nobody here knows.
Yeah.
And so Mankin, like, finally wants to have, not really wants to have a conversation with someone, but it's kind of refreshing to have a conversation with someone who doesn't want to fuck him or kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what he says. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm looking for anyone that doesn't want to fuck me or kill me here.
Mm-hmm. And Mankin, like, kind of plays coy with Roman, right? Uh-huh. Because he says, I don't need ATN to win the presidency. The base is going to vote for me if I win the nomination either way.
Exactly, yeah.
And... also, you guys are, like, old and on your way out. You guys are boring, and I don't need to be on your network, so go fuck yourself. And Logan Roy's aging. And Roman is kind of intrigued by this because, like, he's taking the bait. And he's like,
right.
Well, you do need us. And, like, I want to take ATN in a different direction. I want to go TikTok people, and blacks and this, Latinos. Like,
yeah.
Like, who are Republicans and blah, 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 blah. And kind of get this, like, old nursing home pudding out of the whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're in the bathroom talking about it. You don't find this hot? You don't find the fascist sexy?
Oh, my God. I told you. I thought that was extremely hot. Okay. I thought it's one of their hottest bathroom Roman scenes. Because isn't, if I'm not mistaken, Mankin's, like, on the floor, right? He's, like, kind of, like, looking up at Roman.
Or, like, I think he's on a toilet.
Yeah, he's, like, sitting down. And it's, like, just the blocking is so, like, whoa. They're, like, both have their, like, jackets off. They're, it's, like, just in their, like, dress shirts. It's, like...
just two guys having disgusting fun.
Having some disgusting fun.
Do you think... I don't know if they'd ever do it, but do you think they'd ever fuck?
I mean, it's up for debate if they fuck this episode, yeah.
I mean, period.
There's like...
but like, do you think Succession would ever actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I think between... I mean, there's options here. Between Roman and anybody, Kendall and Stewie, or Tom and Greg... there's, like, something that they would do, yeah.
Mm.
I think Tom and Greg is the closest thing we'll get.
Really?
Like, I think my prediction for season 4, I don't think there will be an actual scene, but I think there will be, like, a kiss on the head situation. Like, there will be a kiss.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I actually disagree. I think Roman... and, no.
You think Roman's going to have a gay sex scene?
No, I don't think it's going to be a sex scene, but, like, canonically in the show, will somebody have had some sort of homosexual interaction with somebody else? Off screen or not, like...
I already think that's been implied with Kendall and Stewie, is what I'm saying. Like,
really?
Yeah, I feel like we talked about the season 1 when they, like, kind of alluded to it in Stewie's intro, and it's, like, back in college, you know, we used to have fun with this, and maybe their coke-fueled days.
Okay.
There was something there.
Okay, I'll take it.
Anyway.
I just want the
days to matter.
It matters to me.
It matters. It does matter. So anyway... oh, another, this is kind of jumping ahead,
do
but
it.
I like the fact that, he brings, okay, let's take some backing up, because Logan tells Boyson, is that his
Boyer.
Name? Boyson.
Awesome.
To bring him a Coke. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, actually, I want you to fire the attorney.
The deputy AG or whatever.
Yeah. And Twitchy's like, what? And he's like, do you mean to call room service? But then later on, when he calls Mankin up, these fucking names, I can't. He brings him the Coke. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I heard you wanted a Coke. And he's like, thank you.
Politics is all theater. They always say in the show politics is people, but politics is theater. It's right. A circus.
There's a tiny shot detail after Mankin leaves and they have the big blow and they're like, it's going to be Boyer. And Roman drinks the Coke. And I think it's so hot that like he brought the Coke and then Roman drank it. And it's like, didn't even give it to Logan. Anyway, delicious. I like that little detail that Roman drank the Coke. But yeah, that was skipping way ahead.
What is it that is cringy to you about the line, you don't have to pretend to like Hamilton? I want you to explain it to me because I want to understand you.
Because it's like, it's... I don't not like Hamilton. This has nothing to do with Hamilton, but it's the same thing that I think I was getting at with episode 2, was it this season, where they try to tap into this like self-awareness thing that's like, oh, you know how everybody likes Hamilton? Well, you don't have to pretend to like it any. And it's like, it's trying to like be, ooh, relatable briefly.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's not like a relatable thing to not like Hamilton, but it's kind of like, isn't Hamilton like popular and overrated kind of? I don't know. It didn't seem like a Tom line. And it just didn't fit the show that well, in my opinion. It just felt out of place.
When the characters reference anything from like popular culture, assume they wouldn't know it?
No, because I think that's why for some reason it works when Roman is like, what is it again? On the internet.
Well done, the internet.
Yeah, well done, the internet. It's like this cringy like thing that people on like Reddit would say.
Uh-huh.
It's like that works because it feels like Roman would say that.
Mm.
But like Tom being like, you don't have to pretend to like Hamilton. I'm like, why does it feel so out of character?
Mm.
You know what? I'm not making the strongest arguments here. I just don't like that line. I just think it's a weak line.
That's fair. You're allowed to not like things.
There's just like funnier things he could have said.
To me, that's not true. Because the like short, snappy interaction of it's a like safe space where you have to pretend to like Hamilton. I like Hamilton. Yeah, we all like Hamilton.
Sure.
That's comedy. Yeah.
It's funny.
Whatever.
It's silly.
I'm a Philistine.
Willa and Khan, I don't want to skip over that whole thing. She's first of all writing her play on her phone this whole time.
And she has the best line in the entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting there with a really big donor.
Yeah.
Is that Stephen Root?
Stephen Root.
It is Stephen Root.
Shows up when you least expect him in every movie and show ever.
So Stephen Root wants them, or he's just like having a discussion with them.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, Willa, you have to come up to my fucking cabin sometime. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And then he walks away and Connor's like, oh, you know, we really made an impression on him.
Yeah.
Will is like, I think he was just hitting on me. Please don't leave me alone with him.
Yeah.
And
he's like, he's a big donor.
Yeah. And she's like, and he's like, yeah, we're both showing a little bit leg here. You know, like you got to show a little leg. And
right.
She goes, I don't want to donate my body to political science.
It's a great line. You know what? You're right. It's a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good episode.
And like, it's interesting the whole time. And like, like people are making moves the whole time. And
right.
There's like drama and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it's a great episode. This one and the one previous are my two favorites.
Yeah. I like, this is like not really relevant to anything, but it's a scene I like when Boyer is like basically waiting for Logan to pass by to be like, hey, can you help me out at ATN? And Logan is just like not well. For Carrie, like butts in for a second, and I'm like, stop,
Carrie.
Yeah, he's
down, girl.
Yeah, it's awful. But Logan walks away, and he's like, I'm pretty sure he was like standing there for 10 fucking minutes, and it's like, yeah, that's just you don't do that. It does make more sense the more I think about that. Mankin ends up the winner here,
the candidate.
Yeah. I also think there's a little bit of Logan when we were talking about this earlier that likes Mankin because it makes Shiv angry. Because I mean he listened to that whole dispute going on in the background. And then her like it, when they're in the room like deciding on the next president, she's like clearly really against this kind of guy. And
I love that this is what like I love this whole scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Shiv has thrown away so many of her morals and has compromised so many of her values.
Right.
And now this is her one chance to stand up and say, like, hey, this guy is actually a fascist. He's actually dangerous. Yeah. Like, I would be concerned if he was the president.
Right.
Roman is like, you have 7 fur coats and a husband who, like, I forget
what
he says about
right.
Tom. You're fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, no, I care about other people.
Right.
How far does that really go?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just like, ooh, it's good. It's so interesting and juicy. And then when Roman, so briefly in the bathroom, brings up to him like, hey, you know, fascism is like funny, but like, are you actually a fascist?
Yeah.
Then like, basically every word that this guy says is like, yes, I absolutely am.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why it's so hard to, it's so hard to listen to that. I mean, it's just like cringy and like, I don't know.
I live for it because it's kind of like, I don't think shows should exist to teach people lessons. I hate when people are just like, oh, this show teaches me this or this character learns that. But I do see the value of a character who like speaks fluently and kind of convincingly, at least to Roman, to sell these sort of horrible, horrible values and like being able to recognize what that looks like, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
And also I'm entertained. Like I just love evil. Like,
yeah.
I hate living in a neo-Christo-fascist, you know, horrible
But on HBO...
It's fun!
Yeah. We can't gloss over the Shiv and Tom wine scene.
Right.
Which is pretty crazy. The order of events goes, he is... I don't know what Shiv's doing on her computer, but he's, like, going on and on about the prison blogs. I love it when he calls him the... I don't know why that's such a funny thing. He's just like, I read it on the prison blogs. but he's talking... About, well, first of all, they're unscrewing this wine. It turns out to be a screw top. And
when he said that, like, that ultimately changed my chemistry of how I think about wine.
It changed everything for me. Because now I'm like, God damn it, it's a screw top.
Every time I see a screw top, I go, a screw top.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
And I don't give a shit.
No, it's the same fucking wine.
Yeah.
But it's nicer when it's a cork. So yeah, he's like they're talking about the wine, and they're trying to make they're like, oh, it's earthy, it's not very good, and he's like, it's not great wine, is it, Shiv? Which sends him down this like rabbit hole of like talking about the food in prison and how bad it is. Oh my god, there's the amazing. Sorry, this is derailing,
please.
But like when he's talking to that guy who's been to prison, and it's like your toilet is your friend, it's your fridge.
It's your brother.
It's your brother.
Priest.
He's like, your toilet can be a bastard. And then Tom's like, your toilet can be a bastard. And then it cuts.
Just right, it goes.
Such a funny line. But anyway, so he's going down this rabbit hole. And Shiv is basically just like, shut up about prison. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stop talking about it. And he's like, does it bore you, my imprisonment? And she, kind of how she's done in like the last two seasons, like uses sex to shut him up, basically
immediately tries to start having sex with him,
right? And then he turns away, which I'm like, okay, yeah, like he's fed up with that, but the reason is even crazier.
It's like throwing cake batter at a brick wall.
So, like, oh my god,
I
love this show. Amazing.
Because it's like, oh man, I'm so Team Tom, like so shortly in that moment.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, your wife should comfort you about your impending imprisonment. That is sad, and she is shutting you down emotionally. That's horrible. And now she's trying to like manipulate with you with sex.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And then he says shit like that, and you're like, yeah, fucking manipulate him with sex. Like, shut his ass up. Like, oh my god, I fucking hate this guy.
God damn, it's so funny though.
It's amazing.
It rules.
On that note, with Tom's whole spiel, this he goes to the diner twice, which I think is funny.
The first time with Greg, he
goes
to this diner like near the Marriott or whatever.
Right.
No, they're not at a Marriott. I'm sorry. They're at a I don't care where they are.
Yeah.
They're somewhere.
I like that moment a lot because you think based on like the takeaway from that scene that like Greg asked him to go, but Tom's the one that was like take you out to dinner, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is Tom trying to get out of that?
Well, so the reason why you see them at dinner is because, like, Tom is having a sleepless night and Shiv is, like, fast asleep.
Right.
And so Tom just, like, calls Greg up, I think because he just wants to talk and he wants to emotionally process.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like a sweet, like, a little bit gay coded, like, yeah, step away for the night and go get dinner with my buddy.
I think it's because he's so emotionally stunted with Shiv and he's not with Greg. He can, yeah, like, talk openly about how afraid he is of prison, and Greg will listen. And it is like this fucked up power thing where, like, yeah, Greg has to listen to you, but also, like, Greg could have said no to dinner.
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't like,
I mean, Greg clearly can't sleep either with prison on the mind, because, mm-hmm, earlier that night he's like, how do I stop thinking about it? And Tom is like, you don't stop thinking about it.
And then, like, those brief glances where you're not thinking about it, you're like, oh, who has released the, yeah, icy grip for my innards?
So good. So good. But it's such a sad scene, because it as much as it is like, yeah, they got to go away, just them, Greg uses him. And he's like, they're calling you a Christmas tree because they can hang their you explain it.
No, you can certainly explain it. I'm just saying, like, during the scene, like, they're each having two completely different conversations, which, yes, happens all the time in the show.
Yep.
Like, Tom is basically just monologuing at Greg, and Greg is monologuing at Tom, but, yep, just, like, acting like it's dialogue.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's just, like, kind of sad to watch, because you're like, right, oh, Tom really just needed a process. And
Greg is just like, well, if it doesn't make much of a difference, can you take my crimes and wrongdoings and put them on your Christmas tree?
Your bauble of corporate wrongdoings and hang it upon my branches?
My branches. Yeah.
The way they talk in this show,
it's
so good.
So good. The way Tom specifically talks, yeah, is just
unbelievable.
So he does. Yeah, he agrees to it, and it's just sad.
And then Greg is like, can I at least pay for, you know, dinner? And Tom is like, no.
Your grampy took all your money.
So good.
And then the second Tom dinner scene. Well, first of all, Tom is in the room when they're deciding on the new president.
Literally the room where it happens. Hamilton.
Yeah. Logan asks him what he thinks, and Tom's answer is so pathetic. He's just like, I'm with Shiv.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's just sad. And then he takes a call from Kendall, who's like, let's meet up, basically. They go to dinner. Mm-hmm. He's got a great line. He brings up the Christmas tree thing, and he's like, do you know why they call you the Christmas tree? And he's like, is it because I'm tall and jolly?
Yeah. I love it.
So good. But Kendall is like, I know how to get you out of this, man, in typical Kendall fashion. But there's like a moment of like being
honest,
yeah, because he's like, my case is fine, there's gaps. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it reminded me of when Shiv at the end of season 2 was like, she says something like honest to that, the woman that she's trying to get to,
yes, yes, yes,
you know, where she's like kind of real for a second. Mm-hmm. That kind of is like how I see Kendall in that moment. Mm-hmm. And even with that, Tom is like, I don't think so. Because it's a great line. He's like, I've seen you get fucked so many times and I've never seen Logan get fucked once. To which Kendall does his little temper tantrum that he always does. And it's like, he takes pictures of Tom going into the car and he's like, great. And then he has the great line where he's like, you know what they're doing up there? They're deciding on the next president of the United States.
Yeah.
Which is like such a great, I love it. Cause he says that line as they're in this like shitty diner parking lot, mm-hmm, with like caps on. And it's like, look at what you're doing and look at where they're at. And it's, mm-hmm, like, yeah, I'm going to go with them, unfortunately.
Because also, unbeknownst to Tom, Kendall's been suffering like a prolonged mental breakdown this episode because, yes, he had a terrible interview with the DOJ.
Right.
And he fired Lisa Arthur because, uh-huh, she's not like, she doesn't take requests like a fucking DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he doesn't do very well at the interview, and he thinks he can, like, you know, light a fire under the asses of the DOJ, right, by like, you know, pretending to have this temper tantrum, whatever. It's just like hard to watch.
Uh-huh. It's also so cool that it's like, this is the guy who was in this terrible state all of last season talking to the guy that's in a horrible state this season, and seeing just the two directions they kind of choose to go, where, mm-hmm, Kendall doubles down on like separating himself from the family, and Tom specifically, and this isn't a spoiler, but in this scene is like, I'm gonna stick with Logan, like, yeah, I'm sticking, like, that's the way to go here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just like when he comes back to the room. Well, one, he sees Greg, like,
hoisted upon the Republican shoulders because he's going to sue Greenpeace.
Fuck and Greenpeace.
The way Tom describes it is, how does it feel to fly on the wings of white power?
Greg's like, yeah. But he goes back to the room, and there's, like, this, like, eye contact between Shiv and Tom.
How do you read that? Because Tom comes in, like, visibly shaken or just, like, not well, and Shiv sees that, but I don't really know what to make of their eye contact.
It is so... I mean, I think it's a moment where it's, like, he is kind of saying, I've decided to, like, side with Logan in all this. I mean, just before he left to go to this diner, he was siding with Shiv, and he's like, I'll do whatever Shiv wants. Mm-hmm. And I think after that talk with Kendall, it's like, now he's just pro-Logan. And it's like, if the way of putting it is, if Logan asked Tom what he thought in that moment, post-diner, he probably would have, like, sided with Roman or whatever they were going with.
Right.
But I just think that is, like, I mean, it's literally, is this episode 6?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, the turning point in the season where it's, like, now Tom is fully on Logan's side, especially after that whole Shiv. And it's just like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Shiv sees that in his eyes or something, but there's just like this like wordless exchange that's like things have shifted.
The vibes are different.
The vibes are different. Something shifted.
It's time to go with a fascist, it's, everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
yep.
The next morning, Logan, Roman, and Tom are all going to take a picture with Mencken at this, you know, again, private summit. They're still going to be photographed with him.
Uh-huh.
Logan is like, Shiv, come be part of this picture. And she's like, I'm not getting photographed with this guy. Because that's a nightmare. You know how easily you get canceled
horrible.
For being even in the same picture with somebody nowadays?
Yeah.
And I mean that. Like, I'm not, you know,
no, it's
anti-woke mob or whatever. It's just like, especially when you're with a known fascist, that's a hard one to come back from.
Right, right.
So
he forces her to get in the picture.
Mm-hmm, he says, are you part of this family or not?
Oh, man. Bad. So,
she'll be in the picture, but not next to him.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And Roman I love is like, that, happy
I
next to him.
I also love that Tom is like right next to him then in the picture. Or is he next to, he's next to Logan. Yeah, but he's on the side.
Shiv,
yeah,
Tom, Logan, Mank, and Roman.
Yeah. Still though, that placement is so good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
So it's just like her last shred of dignity, just like gone. She can't ever get a job in politics again.
No.
You know, I mean, like she can, but it's just like.
That's so true. That's
she's
so
basically
true. That's
throwing
it
away.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-mm. I didn't even think about that. I also, we should note that just like Connor's chances, it got hurt pretty badly.
Yeah, I mean, he never really had a chance.
No.
They briefly entertained it, I think, for fun more than anything else. I don't think anybody was sincerely considering it, not even Logan.
Yeah, dude, now that I'm thinking about it, and this isn't really a spoiler, it doesn't really come up all that much after this episode, like the Connor presidency.
I mean, I have no idea. I don't remember what happens ever.
That's the fun of this podcast. who won, who lost? Mencken won.
Mencken kind of won.
He had a great episode.
He's going to be the next fucking president.
Yeah. I would say he won.
Yeah.
And
by that extension, again, it's another Roman W.
This is a more...
Like, Roman actually made a move to get a W.
This was an earned Roman W more than the last episode. Yeah, I would say Roman won pretty big.
Yeah.
He's having his season 3 moment. Like, he's really proven himself to his father.
Stepping into the sun.
Right. Dude, it's undeniable that it's a Shiv loss.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bad for Shiv.
Like, she starts off bad and then ends somehow worse. Even though, like, she hasn't really made a move. Well, she tried to make a move, I guess, by standing up for, like, Salgado.
Yeah.
But
Connor also near the bottom, I would say. Which is funny because he was at the top last episode.
Greg has the funniest line, like, I think I just need to say this for my country. Please don't anoint a crown or, I'm sorry, elect Connor president.
Thank you, Greg. Greg Hirsch.
Speaking for the people.
Speaking for the people. Yeah, that's a great line. I don't know. I would say Shiv's at the bottom, for sure.
Yeah. Ugh, it's hard to watch.
It is a great episode. I'm sorry.
It's a great
episode.
I'm
sorry I said that. I still am not crazy about the Hamilton line, but you know what?
And your cronies sitting at the top, looking down on the rest of us.
Come on. That's this episode. Thanks for listening to Suckfest.
More
coming for you. We're deep into Suckfest at this point.
Very deep.
It's going by fast. I have to upload another episode today.
Oh, shit.
I know. Uh-huh. Anyway, thanks for listening. Anything to plug?
I mean, yeah, Suck Off Live. I got to make that Instagram post that if you have a ticket and you're not going. Don't, like, return your ticket, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you're in Chicago and you want a chance at getting in, you should show up.
Show up, yeah. There'll definitely be a wait list. People will definitely get in. But it is limited seats, and we need to know.
You might not get in, but you might.
We don't know how many people are going to show up, so who knows?
Thanks for listening, and as always, suck off.